Listen for main ideas. Read the cultural topics in the chart. Listen to 3 episodes of a radio show. After each episode, check the topics that are discussed. Then compare answers with a partner. Listen again to confirm your choices. Episode 1.
Good morning, world travelers. This is Dan Burgess in New York with today's Worldwide Culturally Literate Traveler. If you're new to our show, here's the format. In each program, one of our experts takes your phone calls and answers your questions about etiquette in their countries. Today's guest is Fareed in Dubai in the United Arab Emirates. Welcome, Fareed.
Thank you, Dan. It's an honor to be your guest today.
Okay, let's get started. I see we have a caller on the line to speak to you. Hello, Hoshi from Osaka, Japan. You're on the air.
Thank you, Dan. And hello, Fareed. My wife and I are going to Dubai and Abu Dhabi for a mix of business and pleasure, and we need to get a handle on local do's and don'ts. We're really looking forward to driving across the desert from Dubai to Abu Dhabi and seeing the scenery. In any case, my wife and I are well aware that Dubai and Abu Dhabi are quite different from Japan. So, we have a few questions.
Hello, Hoshi. I'd be happy to answer your questions.
Thanks, Fareed. So, our first questions really relate to my wife, because she will be alone during the time I'm in business meetings. Basically, she's wondering about do's and don'ts for dressing, whether she can walk on the street alone or drive a car. We are planning on renting one for our visit. She remembers that when we went to Saudi Arabia a few years ago, women weren't permitted to drive. I know that's changed there recently, but what's the rule in the Emirates? Oh, and could you tell us about any expected clothing customs for women?
Absolutely. Your wife will have no difficulty getting around, even if she's alone. She can drive, and as long as she dresses relatively modestly, she can wear whatever she likes.
That's great. Next question. We don't speak any Arabic. That won't be a problem, will it?
Definitely not. As you know, Arabic is the official language of the Emirates, but English is commonly used in tourism and commerce.
You speak very good English, Fareed. If you don't mind my asking, where did you learn it?
Thank you. As a matter of fact, I happen to be an English teacher. I learned my English in the United States at the University of Wisconsin.
And one last question. This one's about me. I'm an amateur photographer. Are there any taboos I should know about when I'm there?
Well, I wouldn't say it's a taboo, but it's important to know that it's considered very offensive to take pictures of women.
Oh, I'm glad I asked. What about pictures of men?
Not as bad, but still problematic. But just be sure to ask permission, as you would anywhere.
I don't know how to thank you, Fareed. I'm really looking forward to that trip.
Thank you, Fareed and Hoshi, for a good lesson in cultural literacy. So, listeners, I hope you enjoyed learning a little bit about the culture and traditions of Dubai and the Emirates. That's all for today. Tune in next week for another conversation with Culturally Literate Traveler.
Episode 2.
Welcome back, listeners, from New York. This is Dan Burgess again with today's Worldwide Culturally Literate Traveler. In each program, one of our experts takes your phone calls and answers your questions about etiquette in their countries. Today's guest expert is Kulap from Bangkok, Thailand. Welcome to Culturally Literate Traveler, Kulap.
Thank you, Dan. It's great to be with you again. What's in store for us today?
We have Sonia from La Paz, Bolivia on the line. Welcome, Sonia.
Good morning from La Paz, high up in the beautiful Andes Mountains. I have a question for Kulap in Bangkok. By the way, Kulap, what time is it there right now?
It's 10:30 Wednesday morning here. What time is it there?
It's 11:30 here, but it's Tuesday night. I guess you're about 11 hours ahead of us?
That's right.
So here's my question. I'm traveling on business to Thailand next month, and I'll be working with Thai business managers from my company. Is there anything I should know about the culture that might get me into trouble?
Actually, yes. When you're seated, be sure not to cross your legs in such a way that others can see the bottom of your foot.
Interestingly, I knew that, but it's good to be reminded. Another thing, after I finish working each day, I'll be socializing with the people in my company. I've heard that one of the managers may invite us to dinner in his home. Do you have any tips for me when I visit a Thai family?
Let me think. Oh, yes, definitely. There might be children in the household. If there are, be sure not to pat them on the head the way non-Thai people often do when meeting children. That's pretty taboo here.
Well, I don't ordinarily do that, but if you don't mind my asking, what's the problem with touching someone's head?
Well, we believe the head is where the person's soul lives. So it's very disrespectful and offensive to touch a person's head, even a child's head.
Well, I'll be sure to keep that in mind. Kulap, I do have one more specific question before I hang up.
Sure, what's that?
In Bolivia, it's customary to shake hands, and I know Thai people greet each other with a Y. I always like to observe local customs when I'm traveling outside of Bolivia. Would it be impolite for a foreigner to do the Y? And what happens if I don't do it right? Would that be offensive?
Absolutely not. Just put the palms of your hands together on your chest and bow slightly. Say, Sawadika. For the men listening, you say, Sawadikrap. You'll warm our hearts with that. Don't worry if you don't do it exactly the way Thais do it. And don't worry about the pronunciation. Have a wonderful trip to Thailand. Try to do some sightseeing and taste our wonderful food.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, Kulap and Sonia, for such an interesting lesson in cultural literacy. Tune in again next week for another episode of Culturally Literate Traveler.
Episode 3.
Welcome back, listeners. This is Dan Burgess in New York with another episode of Culturally Literate Traveler. Today's expert is Alicia from Nepal in South Asia. Welcome, Alicia.
So happy to be with you again, Dan.
Today's caller is Silvio from Campinas, Brazil. Silvio, welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. I'm going to Nepal next month on an international trek. I'll be staying with a Nepalese family for a weekend, and I want to be sure I don't offend anyone. Brazil is very different from Nepal, isn't it?
Well, let's ask Alicia to comment.
Hi, Silvio. I think the biggest cultural difference that will affect you directly is table manners. First of all, Nepalese don't usually use spoons, forks, or knives.
No? So how do the people eat? How will I eat?
Well, your host will eat with their right hand, never the left hand. But I'm sure they will provide you with spoons and forks. If they are welcoming foreigners into their home, they will want you to be comfortable. Oh, you are from Brazil, aren't you?
I am.
I have read that Brazilians eat a lot of beef. That's one thing you won't see here. Eating beef is taboo. It's strictly forbidden as a food in both Hindu and Buddhist homes. But don't worry, you'll have plenty of other delicious things to eat. Our typical food is wonderful and very flavorful and healthy.
That's great, because I love to try new foods when I travel. Alicia, I'm really interested in knowing more about your culture and the religions there. I don't know much about Hinduism or Buddhism. What can you tell me?
Well, if you visit a Hindu temple or a Buddhist shrine, you must remove your shoes. Or, if you prefer, you can wear open sandals. Check first. In some Hindu temples, non-Hindus can't enter. And, very important, don't bring anything made of leather, like a belt, into a temple, because leather comes from a cow. Oh, And if you want to take a picture, be sure to ask before using your camera.
Thanks so much. I feel pretty prepared now and ready for my adventure.
My pleasure.
Well, that's all we have time for today. Until next time, this is Dan Burgess in New York, reminding you that in today's world, cultural literacy is an essential survival skill and one that enables us to interact with people different from us all over the world.